Jason. Julie, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you. Good morning.
Give me an update from the North Dakota perspective. You just heard how tragic it was in South Dakota, Julie. What's the North Dakota perspective?
No, absolutely. You know, North Dakota producers in the southwest quadrant were faced with an awful storm on the 4th and the 5th. Again, depending on what part of the state that you were at, some folks in Hettinger received up to 18 inches of snow. Many folks received a combination of precipitation, so wet first in terms of rain, and then snow on top of that. A lot of animals, again, scattered with the storm and drifted. And unfortunately, there was some death loss, but certainly not to the caliber of our South Dakota neighbors. And our hearts really go out to them and dealing with all the mess that they are here over the last couple of days.
Julie, you probably understand the policy side of this better than I would, but what's available, whether you be a South Dakotan or North Dakotan or Montanan? I mean, what's available to you upon this catastrophic loss? I mean, what options do you have as a young rancher?
You know, that's a great question. The program that probably that would be the most applicable, unfortunately, has expired. There's a program called the Livestock Indemnity Program, or LIP is what we call that. Again, it expired in October 2011. It's been our goal, our number one farm bill priority, is to get a farm bill, as well as to renew this and a couple of other livestock disaster assistance programs. And again, we're still in limbo there, but what that program does is to provide some relief, again, for catastrophic livestock losses that are in excess of normal mortality due to weather-related issues, and this certainly would be one that would be applicable. Our goal, and we've told the congressional delegation that we need to get that passed, get the LIP program renewed, and also to include, you know, a retroactivity piece because of some of these devastating storms and disasters that producers are facing since that program has expired.
So for those ranchers out there, how do they keep track that'll pass the muster? Because right now they don't have a local agent to even talk to about this. The government shut down. And so you can have a retroactive piece, but they still have to have the documentation that passes the muster. So what's your advice to those producers out there?
Yeah, that's a great point. And what we've advised our producers, again, is to keep very good production records. In the past, of course, you have need to verify your inventory and verify your losses, to take photographs that have the date stamped on the photo. Make sure that the date is right. Sometimes that you have to go into the user's manual to make sure that you've got that set, because that can cause some problems. And also, even though it's awful to do, is to enlist the help of a third party, again, a third party source that can verify what your numbers are and the losses. And again, to do that as soon as possible, if you can gather all the information and have that available, we're hopeful that we can have the LIP program renewed, again, with that retroactivity piece. And that'll make it a lot easier when it comes time to file an application with FSA.
Julie Ellingson is our guest. Julie, ranchers stick up for ranchers. They do. At a time like this, you know, have you spoke to any of them? How many are being called upon to come down and help out some way, some of their fellow ranchers who might have a different brand, but, hey, they got to get some of these carcasses out of the water?
You know, it's an amazing, again, disaster brings out the best in others. And, again, the human spirit and, the friends helping friends and neighbors helping neighbors, it's amazing to see. We reached out to our counterparts in South Dakota, and unfortunately there's a lot of sadness and somberness in South Dakota. This is not only a toll that is taken economically but emotionally. Livestock producers take great pride in being stewards of their animals, and so to deal with this kind of devastation is really a lot to bear. So we really send our well wishes and our prayers out to them and look forward to see some relief projects or whatever take shape and how we can lend a hand here from North Dakota.
Yeah, and that's there's just a mountain of work to do out there, I can about imagine. Julie, I want to let you have the last word. Anything else you want to get out to those livestock producers out there?
Again, our hearts go out to them. Keep your chin up, and we hope that we can get through this. And in terms of the policy side, we continue to work real hard to get that program renewed, and we're going to give that our all so to provide some kind of relief to assist them during this time.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Julie Ellingson, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. There's something there, and I'm not going to involve Julie in this because she wasn't being partisan. She was just talking about the FACTS, the LIP program, the Livestock Indemnity Program. Imagine being that young rancher who's right on the cusp of whether or not you can make it or not. And, you know, you've got to document. You've got to show that, yeah, you lost this many head of cattle. You lost this or you lost that, and this much damage was incurred. And there's no place you can go to for help on something like this other than the farm program. You farm program haters, you don't know what it's like to not be in control of all of that. You know, you can hate farmers and ranchers all you want. I mean, and you can hide behind the sneaky way you do legislation to get at farmers, and then look at them and say, oh, but I love you, you know, and keep voting for me. You can do those things all you want, but it isn't going to change the fact that this is the perfect example of why you get your work done, why you get a farm bill done, why you need to do your job, which is to make sure there's farm and ag policy. Because here's what's going to happen. And it scares the heck out of me. You know, these guys can keep as good of records as they want, but you're dealing with people on a federal side that don't understand the industry. So what's going to happen is they don't have that local agent there to advocate for them because they're furloughed. The government shut down. Try to go down to the farm office and say, hey, Ted, come on out here. I got 100 head of beef out here. They're dead. I mean, and if you don't understand it, I mean, this is a cow-calf operation just got wiped out. You know, and Ted, hey, I ain't working. I am not working right now. The government is shut down. And even if I was working, we don't have a farm bill. We let the farm bill lapse. I mean, it's that dysfunctional, ladies and gentlemen. It's that dysfunctional. Imagine being an advocate for these people and having no tools in your tool chest whatsoever to help them.